Hey there, and welcome back to the Simple Pin Podcast. Today, we're going to be covering funnel. What does that mean on Pinterest? So for a long time, to me, funnel felt like this fancy marketing term that people just threw around like they'd known it for years. Like they were part of some club, and I wasn't part of the club, and I just didn't know what that meant. And if you're new to the online space and you hear people talking about it, I think it's okay for you to say, what does that mean to you? Because I sometimes wonder if people throw around terms and they also don't understand what it means. So in this podcast today, we're going to break down what the funnel means, but also as it relates to Pinterest. And I'll share a little bit more in just a second as to why we're doing that now. But first, I want to just ask you a question. Are you confused about how to get started with Pinterest? You don't know what next steps are. Maybe you jumped ship on Pinterest a long time ago. You're coming back to it now. We've heard a lot of stories from people who really doubled down on Google. And now that Google is basically becoming their nightmare, they're looking back to Pinterest. Why? Because Pinterest and Google have a lot of similarities when it comes to search and discovery. So here at Simple Pin Media, we have two options. If you're a DIY kind of person, you can go to our shop at simplepinshop.com and purchase our Blueprint mini course. This is basically how we're going to get you up and running with Pinterest pretty fast. You can do it on your own. I believe it's 7 or 8 videos straight to the point, and you'll be in and out in no time. If you are a hire it out kind of person, like you want somebody to do a comprehensive overhaul for you, take over your strategy so that you can focus back on something else. Maybe it's even getting better at Google, playing the Google game. Book a discovery call with us. Our team is really great at helping you figure out what the right service is for you. So if you scroll down in your podcast app, you will see a place to book our discovery call or go to simplepinmedia.com.
You're listening to the Simple Pin Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
So like I said, for the longest time, I was confused about what funnel was. In fact, I actually interchanged it in my brain with the word funnel and nurture sequence. And I thought for the longest time that funnel meant essentially your nurture sequence inside your email service provider, that this was how you warmed people up. And I just had it in my head that all these people were working so hard on their funnel, and that meant writing a bunch of emails, which is why it felt like it was taking them forever to figure it out. I remember somebody told me they were taking a year to figure out their funnel. And I thought, how do you take a year to write a bunch of emails? Like, this is really confusing. So fast forward a couple years, and my friend Monica and I were talking, and she helped clarify for me in a way that actually didn't make me feel dumb, which I'm super thankful for that. If you are somebody who's coming from corporate, or you're somebody who is new in the online space, there are a lot of times and occasions where people may say things and you just have no idea what they're talking about. And you really want to be able to approach understanding with somebody. And here's a little tip for you. I like to Google quite a bit and see if I can learn a little bit there. But I'm thankful for the people who can explain it to me in a way that doesn't make me feel like I'm dumb or like I've missed something. So when she explained it to me, all of a sudden it was like, oh, I've been looking at it in a totally different way. So I'm going to take that aha moment for me and kind of explain it to you. And some people listening are like, well, yeah, I know what a funnel is. That's great. We're going to kind of move through the funnel as it relates to Pinterest in just a second, but I want to tee it up with kind of this basic understanding. Think of an upside down triangle. It's essentially what a funnel is. When you're trying to pour something into a jar and you don't want it to spill over, you grab a funnel. We have these like green funnels in our house from IKEA that we've had forever. So I picture that. As a part of your marketing, you essentially go to all these different places, online, in-person events. You show up in places where people might not know who you are. And the goal is to get as many people who don't know you into the funnel. And this is what the top is. It's the awareness. It's the aha moment that you and your business even exist, that what you sell or what you create is an option. Then it moves into this place where they get to know you, and basically they want to learn more. They're curious. And then after that, they fall in love with you and they want to buy your products. Thus, they've moved down the funnel into your sales process. That's what I would call like a universal funnel. It's what every business has, whether it is the nail salon down the street, whether it is the sheet company who's selling something online. Everybody has to go through those three stages. So now let's move to Pinterest. Because recently they had this interesting commercial, you could say. It was kind of like Indiana Jones-like, where they were explaining their funnel and how it relates to running ads on their platform versus other places. It was a little over a minute long. You can see it on YouTube. And truthfully, I understood like two things. It felt like they were speaking a completely foreign language to me. And I thought, well, they're talking about a funnel, but I don't get it. And there are a lot of times where I lurk on Twitter/X sometimes to see what people are talking about. And there is a different language when it comes to ads and conversions and funnels over there. And sometimes I just watch and I read what they're talking about so I can get kind of an understanding. But again, it feels like a completely foreign language. So we're going to go back to the drawing board with how a funnel works on Pinterest. And I would argue these work in two parts. They work in organic and they work in ads. Also recently recorded a YouTube video on this as well. So if you need more visuals, just scroll down in your podcast app and you can see it there. But basically, we're going to take it in three parts. The three parts are awareness, consideration, and conversion. So the top of the funnel is very similar to what I just talked about. It's awareness. It's pinners looking to discover something new that helps them achieve their goals. They're like, oh, I really want nice skin. And I see that all this cool product is here. Or I see that this person is putting together capsule wardrobes, which I just recently had this experience while I was searching the new body type thing on Pinterest. It was actually pretty cool. So this is where essentially a first impression is made. And it's this aha moment where we get to start building relationships with a pinner. It's really important to remember that when people approach Pinterest, they're very much thinking of themselves. Whereas people, when they approach Instagram, they're very much thinking of getting lost in someone else's story. But Pinterest is about them. It's about what products are going to serve me. What can I dream into? What can I make today? What can I curate for whenever? XYZ, travel, wardrobe, what have you. Everybody they approach for the most part is cold to them. There might be some repeat people that they see in their feed because they've clicked on it or they've saved something from that particular creator. But for the most part, we just need to assume that most interactions are cold. So this is your chance to make a first impression on somebody. That means your image is going to capture their attention. Your image is going to have them go, oh, interesting. You want to captivate them basically through images and branding. Now, I did a podcast episode a couple weeks back about fresh images, fresh pins. People had a lot of questions about that at a recent conference I went to. This opportunity to create something fresh and new is an opportunity to build awareness for your brand. And one of the things we saw when we were evaluating people's Pinterest images was a lack of a logo anywhere on the image. We would see things like simplepinmedia.com, but we wouldn't see like a logo like Simple Pin Media. And Simple Pin Media, we have a couple logos that we rotate through, but I would argue most things are .com unless you're a nonprofit. So get used to using your logo so people start to recognize, oh, this is a cool skincare brand. And I've seen this logo before. And it starts to jog their memory. So this is the top of the funnel, the aha moment, the awareness. The second part of the funnel that Pinterest, their language is called consideration. This is where pinners weigh their options and they decide what's best for them to achieve their goals. And it's kind of this moment, let's use the skincare example. So let's say I see this really amazing skincare and the image on Pinterest was a before and after, which I think for skincare, especially if you're dealing with like any type of acne or anything else, people want to see a before and after. They're asking the question, ooh, does this work? And that's when we get into the consideration. And that's kind of your make or break moment to provide something that kind of truly resonates with your audience. And this phase should always be informative. It should always have a clear action. So I'm going to take this now in consideration to two parts, right? One is people on Pinterest don't read a lot. So you've really just got the image to really nail this with them. And if you're only doing organic marketing, we just never know where people are going to enter in on our journey, right? I would say when you're doing mostly organic marketing, you should always assume it's back at awareness. You can use some of your images to be consideration, to be more informative, but we don't see a whole lot of infographics on Pinterest anymore. We don't see a whole lot of information on the image. We see more of the information living on your website. So if you are doing ads, you can target people in the consideration phase who have already engaged with your content. That's going to look a little bit different if you're paying for ads. Now, if you're doing organic, this happens on your website. And this is why oftentimes I'll tell people, please, please, please have blog posts or content, especially if you're in the e-commerce space. Taking this example of skincare, if somebody has an aha moment and they see your before and after on the image about how your amazing skincare oil can solve acne, then I'm going to want to read more, not necessarily a product listing. That's really important. A product listing, well, great. You can definitely lead there, but I want to know a little bit more. I want to know how long does it take to work? Why are people using this? How many people have used this? I know for me in particular, when I come to a website and I see a lot of testimonials, especially for skincare with a small brand that I don't find in Ulta, that really helps to take the consideration to the next level, which is conversion. This is stage three. So essentially, they've weighed a lot of options. And one thing you should know is that pinners, they gather a lot. If they are considering throw pillows for their couch, they're going to pin a ton. It's different sizes, different shapes, different patterns. Because when they get up to that point of making a buying decision, they want to see all of their options. When you're doing this for ads, it's very easy to know who's engaged with your content, know who's considered, and maybe get closer to targeting them again. Maybe they've clicked on a few and you kind of want to keep getting in front of them on Pinterest. But when you're on your website, if somebody has come through to read about this particular skincare, there needs to be an easy call to a clear call to action, something that encourages them to purchase, whether it's try it out for 30 days, knowing that they can return it hassle-free, whether it is how long you want them to take to try something in particular. But it's getting very specific at the end. And what's important, let's go back to our funnel here for a minute, is that less and less people get to that point. It's why sometimes you'll hear people say, my conversion is at 1% or 2%. That means of the total number of people that were dumped into this funnel, about 1 or 2, 3, 4% are going to say yes and purchase. And those numbers sound small, but these days it's very hard to get in front of people. I think back to what I talked about in the beginning is that Google is changing. Pinterest is changing. Instagram is changing. I don't think my Instagram followers have moved in like a year, right? But I do get a different level of engagement. So all that to say, I think it's just harder and harder to get people to make a buying decision. So don't be discouraged if it's 1, 2, or 3%. And this takes testing. So also back to when I kept hearing people say, man, my funnel is taking a year to test. And I thought, why is it taking you so long? This is ridiculous. I now get it. And here's the part that you need to know when it comes to Pinterest. You're going to be testing different images. You're going to be testing different keywords as far as when the algorithm's going to place your content into the search feed or into just the smart feed of what people are interested in. It takes a while then, once those people click on those pins and come to your website, to see what their behavior is. Am I closing the sale? Are people clicking on the buy button? Are they abandoning cart? Are they signing up for my email list? These are lots of things that you need to factor into whether or not your funnel is converting rate. And I would argue that it takes at least 3 months to really, really understand what that data is telling you. It's why often when we talk about Pinterest ads, we'll tell people you need at least 4 weeks to truly understand. Not only is Pinterest trying to figure out where your ad is going to be shown, and you're collecting data, but you yourself are collecting data as well. And it's very frustrating. I'm not going to lie. There's times where I want this process to move so much quicker. Like, this is ridiculous. So if you are going to lean into trying to target people in what Pinterest calls like a full funnel impact, whether it's with ads or whether it's with organic, set your sights on at least 6 to 9 months so that you can learn what the pinner is interested in, learn what things they like and they don't like, what images trend with them or don't trend with them, whether or not video works or static images work. There's just a lot to consider when you build your funnel. Now, if this is something you are interested in learning more about, one with ads, I would definitely highly recommend you join our Simple Pin Ad Society. That is our monthly membership for people who are running ads. This is the best place for you to start, test, and trial ads with consulting and guidance. We have our team in there. We have a forum. It is not on Facebook. It is on Kajabi, which you can use on your phone or you can use on desktop. It's just a good place for you to have conversations. We don't necessarily have anything for you on the organic side. This is not something that I have really taught a lot on. You can definitely go see our YouTube. But I would say take it in parts. One, if you have not updated your images recently or played around with them, that would be step one. Get some new templates. We have them in our shop at simplepinshop.com. Number two, if you've not really looked at your pages where people are landing on your website and put in any tracking in place or any understanding of what they're clicking on, I would highly recommend that as well. I'm not amazing at G4. I've heard great things about Microsoft Clarity recently. So there's that. Number three, I would definitely start to look at conversion rates. Let's take email and product purchases. Even if you just took how many people are coming to my website from Pinterest, or actually I would say overall, how many people are coming to my website overall? And then how many people land on this page? And then how many people purchase from this page? I think that's a real down and dirty way to just find an easy number. I would start there. I think the online space is shifting so much in how we get in front of people. So my encouragement to you today is just figure out mapping out your funnel. In September of this year, I sat down, I got a marker and a bunch of sheets of paper, and I wrote out my funnel and what we were doing kind of overall comprehensively in our marketing, but you could do it all with Pinterest as well. If you have any thoughts, feedback, or want to share this with friends, we would love for you to start up this conversation with maybe a business bestie that you have, asking them, hey, do you have a funnel? Listen to this. Tell me if this resonates with you. Or if you have any questions for us, you can DM us on Instagram at simplepinmedia.com. Alrighty. Thanks so much for listening.